In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My beloved, today we have the celebration of the Blessed Ksenia. And the Blessed Ksenia had left all her world, the world of well-to-do. She was a wife of an officer, and she had property, but her husband had a trouble. Her husband has succumbed to temptation of drinking and playing cards, gambling. And one night he had played cards, and the Lord had taken his soul. And she was young, Blessed Ksenia. She was only 26 years old, and she has been only married a little while ago, and she loved her husband very dearly. And she, for her, the life has ended. And then it dawned on her that what he had done was not the right thing, and she was determined to bring him about to the kingdom of heaven, to sacrifice her whole life from so-called normal living into abnormal, defying the needs of the body, and that she would go into the world, become a fool for Christ, and try to do everything she can to pray for her husband, to bring her husband again about to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, can you imagine the love that she had to do that? After the funeral, she puts on his clothes and she starts to tell everybody, "You must call me by my husband's name from now on. I'm no longer Ksenia, I'm Andrei Alexandrovich. You have to call me by his name." And they all look at her and say, "What's the matter? The lady went berserk." And then she started to squander, as far as the relatives were concerned, all her riches, whatever she had, and she started to give away to this one, to this one, too. And it came to a point where the relatives started to figure, oh, they're going to be losing probably any inheritance if she went berserk. And so they took her to court. They took her to court. And they wanted the court to pronounce her being incapable of handling her financial affairs. And so the court had stated that they will listen to her too. In Russian courts, the Russian courts were willing to listen to the opposite side. It's not enough to accuse a person of something, but the courts, Russian courts, were very just, and they wanted to hear the other side. And so they called her. And here she comes in, my beloved. May I have your attention, please? And here she comes in into the court, dressed in a man's clothes. Can you imagine that? She's dressed in a man's clothes, and she comes in, and the judge or the prosecutors are starting to try to question her and so on. And instead of getting some funny answers, she's giving a very good answers and pious answers. And they cannot stand against her answers. And they had the judge had to say that she was obviously of her sound mind. She had all her facilities with her. And she proved it in court that she knew what she was doing. And the judge had to tell to the relatives, "Stay away, let her do whatever she wants to do." And she was let out. And she went out and she sold everything. She squandered everything as far as her relatives were concerned to help others. And she went outside and she didn't rent a little place, or she didn't leave a little bit something behind so that she can go someplace else. But she just left everything. And she started walking the streets. And she started to behave as if she did go berserk. And so the kids especially would start to notice that. Kids many times are cruel unless the parents guide them the proper way, unless they're brought up in a true faith. They become very easily succumb to making fun of older people. And they see a lady dressed in a man's clothes, in a uniform, part uniform, all tattered and walking around, looking dirty and uncouth and so on. And so they started to throw stones on her, and she would turn around and growl at them and make faces at them, only to provoke their bad behavior towards her, and to be able to take the abuse and the punishment. And she walked around in the same clothes until they started to fall all apart. And then she was, she said, then whatever she would pick up, the clothes of some, somebody would give it to her, she would take only the worst and put them on. And this way she was living. At night she would go to cemetery and spend the whole night at the cemetery. Then at one time when they were building a church, and there was a big, big kolokolnya, a big, big bell tower they were building. And she saw how hard it was for the workers to bring the bricks up to the way up to the bell tower. So she at night started to do that. And she, without anybody knowing about it, in the morning the workers would come, and way up there, there's a whole pile of bricks. And it took them a whole day to put the bricks, lay the bricks properly. And by the morning, again, another miracle. They see another pile of bricks. But it was Blessed Ksenia that worked all night long bringing these bricks up there. She totally disregarded the needs of the body, of the sleep, or of the food, or anything that you and me want all the time. Blessed Ksenia had given herself, given her life up to God. She had died. She had died for Christ's sake. She had died for the world. She did not know, she did not exist anymore. She wanted to live for her husband, to do good deeds, to bring her husband to the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that beautiful, my beloved? This is the kind of love that Orthodox people can have for each other. This is what we must try to cultivate, to think of one other rather than to think of oneself. And of course, after a while, her time was spent in all the services she would be. At night she would be sometimes getting a little nap at the entrance of the church, at a cold stone church. Can you imagine in the winter, the dead of winter, she's there sitting in a stone, and God preserved her and didn't let her to freeze. And the minute the services would be there, she's there praying. But always making some kind of funny things so the people would think that she's crazy, and so they would abuse her. And she went through a lot of things. And then, of course, those who didn't believe in God, or superficially believed in God, and did not worry about the kingdom of heaven, they despised her. They wanted her to be away from her, from them, because she had dirty clothes, because she was, you know, just like one of those bums, what they call, on the roads. They may not have smelled any liquor at her, but she behaved like a bum. She would come over, if she was living now, she'd probably be coming over to the cars and wiping the people do in New York now. They call them bag ladies today. Well, that's what she was behaving like. And she did it not because of necessity, but because of conviction, that she didn't want to have nothing from this world, that she wanted to serve God, and she wanted people to abuse her and to persecute her. She wanted to suffer for the love of Christ and love of her husband, because she wanted to somehow to help her husband to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And so it came that those self-righteous people would despise her. But the people that learned humility, learned and understood the teachings of the church, they started to reverence her. And they started to ask her. They, of course, prayed for her when they first saw her in her condition. I'm sure they prayed. A lot of people prayed for her. And she, in turn, prayed for them all the time. And she prayed for those who persecuted her. And she asked God not to give them anything bad in return. And of course it came to pass where the people, pious people, recognized her as being a fool for Christ and a saint, and asked her to help them in prayers. And one time, I'll just say one little miracle that she performed, which is very useful for today. The miracle that she had performed, one of the miracles was that there's like a market there in the streets, and there was a big barrel standing, and a barrel, and there was honey in that barrel, and there's the guy is selling the honey, and people coming all around, and you know, they're about to buy the honey. All of a sudden comes Blessed Ksenia,
And she comes and she starts to shake that barrel. Can you imagine that? Isn't a shabby little lady looking, and she's shaking the barrel and it's starting to spill, and the owners of the barrel, they get so aggravated and say, what are you doing? Can you imagine? What are you doing? You're going to spill the honey. We're going to lose all our profits and you're going to take a terrible loss. And, you know, they were ready to choke her probably, to shush her away. And no matter what they tell her, she just continues to shake it. Finally, the barrel overturns. And all the honey flows out. It's sticky honey all over the place. It goes out, and people, especially long dresses there at that time and so on, and those who are a little well off to do, they probably were very disgusted with that thing, and they wouldn't want to contaminate their feet and the honey and so on, and they all scatter. And of course, she was saying to everybody she was saying, don't buy that honey, don't buy the honey. And they didn't listen. And on the bottom of the barrel, of that honey barrel, there was a dead, rotten rat. The rat fell into that thing and died in there. And the honey was poured on top. And that's why Blessed Ksenia asked them not to touch the honey. And one time, Metropolitan Filaret had compared the church of the Moscow as having the barrel being filled with honey, beautiful things showing on the outside, but inside there was a dead rat. That was Metropolitan Filaret. And he says, so don't touch that honey, don't drink that, eat that honey, the honey.